joined the Navy. And then when I came out of the Navy, I went back to school under the GI Bill for a few months and got the wanderlust. Went back in again. And then I took my GED test on Okinawa, 1948 or either 49. I still have my certificates in my book. And that was it. I held on for that for that time.
And when you left the Air Force, how long were you in the Air Force?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
So longer than the Navy. Mm-hmm. And what was the rank when you were discharged?
Staff Sergeant.
So my father was a Staff Sergeant in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And he was in during Korea.
Yeah. And my oldest brother was, he was infantry in, during the Korean War. I was engineers. And my youngest brother, he was a paratrooper.
Military family.
All military.
When you went in the Air Force, it must have been 1947.
Yeah.
And then,
I went in as a corporal because...
I was going to ask. Because
yeah.
It was still so close, so they probably
yeah.
credited...
It, what it was they were saying... They had like a promotion. Okay, all you Navy guys, if you come on, join the Air Force. We'll start you off as corporal. You won't be a private. You'll start right off as corporal because you've already had some kind of rank in the Navy, you know. You've already went through your training.
Mm-hmm.
So all we have to do is, like, put a uniform on you, boom, throw you right out to the fish, you might as well say. And that's what they did, too. I went to Okinawa again, and I said, I've been here before. The guy said, yeah. I said, yeah, I was here. I said, that was when I was in the Navy we came in. And I have a picture of Suicide Cliff where the Japanese committed Harry Carey. And while I was in the engineers on Okinawa, they put me in the ammo company. And then from the ammo company to engineers. And I was operating, they taught me how to operate a crane, a bulldozer, a grader. I have pictures of all the stuff, all the stuff I operated. The best piece I had was a drag line, and it had a 2.5 cubic yard bucket on it.
Huh.
I could get inside the bucket.
Yeah.
A picture of it at home, and it was it was called a Northwestern. And the first time I got in that thing,
the bucket or the whole piece of equipment was called a Northwestern.
The whole piece is called a Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been used to operating the little cherry picker cranes and stuff like that. And they said, well, we're going to put you on this big thing there. I said, no problem. I said, let's operate the same thing. So I got in it, sat in the seat, I grabbed the lever, I looked down, there's a body lock that held a cab so it wouldn't swing.
Yes.
I released the body lock, and I swung around a bit. And they said, okay, now pick up the bucket. So I pulled the lever to pick up the bucket. I had to push down on one pedal. That pedal pushed me right out the seat. I had to get used to it. I had to actually sit in it, sort of side saddled, to get more strength in my left leg to push the pedal down. But the other ones, they weren't that strong.
Yeah, there's a lot of weight
then
there.
Then once I got used to it, then, hey, it was just like a toy. And I'd be out there in the quarry because we were making... We were digging up the coral rock.
On Okinawa.
Because we had an asphalt plant. And we were making our own asphalt, and the trucks from different outfits would come and get the asphalt, and they would take it up to the runway, up to Naha and Kadena runways, and fix the aprons. The aprons are where the airplanes taxi off onto the side. And so that's what we used to do. And sometime, if I wasn't operating the drag line, I'd be driving one of the trucks with the asphalt, and a couple of times the MPs used to stop us because we'd be going too fast, and they'd hold us up. That asphalt's no good. We have to dump it. Right now, if you go on Okinawa, you probably see piles of asphalt on the road from Naha to Kadena. And there was a General Whitehead. He told them MPs, the next time you stop one of those trucks with that asphalt, you bought it. He said, when we come down, they used to give us the high sign. Go ahead.